Good morning. Most of the lake effect snows are winding down. However, still a few flurries around across interior New York and New England, particularly in the Mohawk Valley and parts of the western Adirondacks. High pressure is building into the region, and we'll have a fair amount of sunshine today, especially south of I-90, with a mix of sun and clouds to the north. We'll still see a gusty westerly breeze today, and wind chill values will be in the upper teens and lower 20s. A clear sky tonight. It's going to be a cold one, with temperatures by tomorrow morning all the way down into the teens, even some single digits across the higher terrain. This will set us up for a sunny start tomorrow. With high pressure overhead, we'll have less wind and it'll be more comfortable. Clouds will start to move in late in the day, but with a southerly wind flow developing, temperatures will push into the middle and upper 30s. On Saturday night, a weak disturbance will pass by, and we could see a few rain showers around. With temperatures dropping back toward freezing, a few slick spots with a little bit of freezing rain not out of the question during the overnight period. All of the precipitation should be gone by sunrise on Sunday. We'll still have some clouds, though. Then we'll go back to a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday afternoon, as that southerly wind carries temperatures back into the mid-40s. The brunt of the next system will move through on Monday. It'll move through the Great Lakes, dragging in even milder air during the day. Highs on Monday will be around 60, though we'll have lots of clouds and scattered showers. Behind this system, it'll be dry on Tuesday, with temperatures back into the lower 50s for highs, so still a nice afternoon. We'll watch a system along the eastern seaboard for Wednesday and into Thanksgiving Day. Right now, it looks too far away, but there is the chance that it could come closer. For now, we'll go with a mix of sun and clouds for the big travel day on Wednesday with highs in the lower 40s and partly sunny on Thanksgiving Day with highs right around 40 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, lake effect snow warnings will be allowed to expire gradually today across the central and western parts of New York as the intense snow squalls diminish. Still, lighter lake effect snows will drop a few more inches on the snow belts. In the meantime, winter storm warnings are out for the Northern Rockies and Cascades for the potential for as much as 8 to 14 inches of snow, with the storm moving through tonight and tomorrow. And a warming trend is occurring in the southern plains. As that warmer air advances north, it'll initially ride over the top of cold air at the surface. The result will be freezing rain for parts of the Midwest, including Chicago, for tonight and early tomorrow morning. Freezing rain advisories are in effect. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility, light snow and fog, 2 below 0 with a northwest wind at 52 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 11 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear and 21 degrees, the dew point 10, 62% relative humidity, a west wind at 12 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.08 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 79 degrees at Edinburgh, Texas, to a low of 11 below zero at Fauston, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny and breezy in the mid to upper 30s, Boston, mostly sunny, windy in the mid 30s, and in Buffalo, a mix of sun and clouds, still a few snow showers with highs in the upper 20s. Checking the climate report. The high temperature in Albany yesterday, 40 degrees, the low, 20, the average temperature, 30, that's 8 degrees below normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 1/10 of an inch of snow, for the month now 1.1 inches, which is 1/10 of an inch below average, and also 1.1 inches for the season, which is also 1/10 of an inch below average. There were 35 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, for the month now 501, that's 29 above normal. And 981 for the season, which is 136 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 46 degrees. The average low, 30. The record high, 70, set in 1931. And the record low, 7, in 1879. Sunrise this morning was at 6:54 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:27 p.m. 9 hours and 33 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and cold today with a passing snow shower or some flurries, especially in the mountains. Highs in the mid to upper 20s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, Windy and cold today with highs in the mid-30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the teens and lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and cold today with passing snow showers or flurries, and highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the middle teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and cold today with temperatures in the lower 30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the middle to upper teens. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and cold today, with highs in the lower 30s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the middle to upper teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds, upper 30s. Some light rain showers, or maybe a little freezing rain overnight Saturday night. Some clouds Sunday morning, then partly sunny in the afternoon, back into the mid-40s. Cloudy with showers likely on Monday, breezy and mild near 60. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 50s on Tuesday. A mix of sun and clouds for Wednesday and Thursday with highs near 40. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.